All right. I know that we differ in when we believe forgiveness happens. I believe that when he died on the cross, he died for the whole world. It says he died for all. And I believe that that's when forgiveness happened. Because the blood was shed at the cross. The blood is where we get our forgiveness through. And we're made righteous, sanctified, and set apart after the quickening. Once we're quickened into the death, burial, and resurrection. But he shed his blood before he died. And I see lots of reinforcement for the way I believe, but I'm sure you see lots of reinforcement for the way that you believe. Well, if Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world, my then they cannot be imputed back onto you. So he either died for all the sins of the world, or he didn't. They were either forgiven at the cross, or they weren't. But if God imputed everybody's sin to Jesus Christ on the cross, he can't impute it back to mankind. Justified. That's not our faith. Everything is due to the faith of Christ. But it doesn't matter whether we receive it or not, Mike. It's done. And it can't be undone. Oh, y'all are hard-headed. Love you, though. Hope you and Phyllis are well. Grace and peace. See you tomorrow.
Brian, I thank you for expressing it. And I'm sure there are others that see it that way. Let me just see how I see the difference between what you've expressed and what those of us that see it the way I do see it. I'm losing my train of thought here, so if we have to postpone it, that may be a, a better thing. I don't know. I want to try to just briefly say it, though. You mentioned there are points on each side. You didn't say points, but there are reasons why you believe your way and why I believe my way. But my understanding from the verses that I can recall, if you line up the verses that actually say that we're forgiven before, you know, without being saved, if you're forgiven without being saved, it's just confusion to me. I don't see how that fits in with the flow of Scripture. And the other thing, all the places it talks about forgiveness, it's talking about it for those that have already believed the gospel of salvation. Whether it be the gospel of Christ or the gospel of the grace of God, both the same saving message, that believe that Christ died for your sins. I should say receive that Christ died for your sins. He did die for them. But some people don't receive it. The forgiveness is available, but they don't receive it. I was going to say like anything else, but you have presupposition. I told you it could wait. Yeah, that's okay. It will. We're not going to settle anything tonight, and I'm trying to show how I see the difference without it leaving as a fight. You know, I don't want to cause division and be avoided, or you to cause a division and be avoided, or cause others to doubt me. You know, for any of us to do that. Great, and I admire that in your. In the way you stated it a few minutes ago, too, yeah. I just don't see any scripture, you know, and I've offered for people to show me a scripture that says that the unsaved are forgiven. I don't see it anywhere. I can't find that in the scripture. They're died for, yeah. But it becomes forgiveness applied to the person upon their belief, and it is their belief. There is the faith of Christ that's involved in the providing of it. We are forgiven and going to heaven. Amen. Those of us that have believed the gospel.